Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Do it. It's already fucking 9:20.
We only have forever.
Yeah, it's COVID. We're not fucking going anywhere.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 279. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
Rhythm is a dancer. Yeah. Suck that dick, you... something. Okay, so this is Red.
What? You Fancer?
You Prancer.
You Fanta.
Yeah, suck that dick, go. I'm Prancer.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Work. Or suck a dick and drink a Fanta?
Yeah.
There you go.
That'll work.
That'll work.
Don't you want to?
And first time listener is gone.
Yeah. Bye. First time Patreon member, see you later.
You know, it's kind of like they say the weather in Texas, if you don't like it, just wait 5 minutes. It's kind of like this show. If you like it, just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, you'll hate it.
Yeah, it'll be just enough for you. That's it.
That's good advice.
We started off with sucking dick and now we're moving on.
Rhythm is a dancer.
We'll get back to the dick sucking. Don't you worry.
I already touched Red's dick.
You fool. He yelped.
Yeah. Then he went into the bathroom and feverishly masturbated.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
He's like, damn. Oh, well, that or you cried. Like, we just heard a lot. Well, we did hear a lot of sobbing.
I shit, then I masturbated, then I cried.
See, I masturbate while I shit. Because then I pointed down to the toilet.
Nah, see, that's
I do all three at the same time
about all your things.
Well, what do? You do it in your hand and just lick it clean, or
I shit first, then I wipe my ass, and then
you wipe your.
And
elbow.
When I'm about to come, I'm like, fuck, I gotta grab toilet paper.
Oh, so you come in the toilet paper?
Yeah.
See, but then I find that when you like blot it on the end, it just tends to like stick.
You know what though? Wait, when I'm not, because I don't jack off much these days.
I'm sorry, what?
If I don't jack off much these days, but if I do, and it's out of the shower.
Oh, brag about it, yeah. Bragger.
No, but if it's out of the shower, right, so I actually have to do that. Have you ever just like, you're jacking off and you know that you need something to come in, but you're like, I don't want to do that. I just want to like be free and jack off. So you just nut all over yourself?
No, I always collect two paper towels and I have them there, like, you know, so that it's thick enough.
Don't you just like nut in your boxers and say, no. Fuck it. I'm going to let it dry and take a shower later.
No.
You don't do that?
No. And it's always paper towel nicely folded, thrown in the trash. Stronger than toilet paper, I can blot the end of it.
I think
I am going to have to cut some of this out.
Nope.
You don't get free, that's why.
All right. How's it going, fellas? How you doing?
You know what I did on the way here?
How you been?
I wrote your eulogy on the way here.
You wrote my eulogy?
I did. I was waiting to tell you that until the show. I was very proud of it. It was a very good eulogy.
That's you assuming that you get to... say my eulogy.
Well, you know, because like what had happened was like I was driving and somebody was just driving like an asshole, and I was like, damn, like what would happen if I died on the way to the show, like in a car crash? And then I was like thinking about like what would happen, and you know, what would happen with the show and stuff. And then I was like, well, how would things happen with George? And then I like in my head, I just like I wrote your eulogy, and then it was basically like me doing the show. You know, but instead of reviewing a movie, I reviewed your life.
And of course,
I talked about how much it sucked, you know, and like, the dialogue wasn't great. And, you know, like some of the secondary characters were better than the mains and stuff like that. But ultimately in the end, you know, like because of how terrible you were, you won a place in all of our hearts forever and how great it is. And, you know, so it was a really like thoughtful eulogy.
Is this supposed to endear me to you in some manner?
Know, I don't know. It's just how my brain works. This is just what I was thinking about on the way over here.
The main characters were not as good as some of the secondary characters.
Yeah. You know,
like, you realize you're a main character.
No, I'm more of a secondary character.
No.
I was more referring to like, you know, Micah and Micah.
That dumbass.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, sure. But no.
Are you? Yeah. Did you feel usurped by my son?
No.
I don't even think Micah is a secondary
character. He knew not to be born on my birthday.
Micah just makes an appearance for like 2 minutes.
It's like guest cameos.
Well, it's like just to establish he has kids.
Just that I have a son.
Like,
yeah.
Quinn would probably have 15 minutes.
It's more of the show don't tell.
And Micah's like, ugh, here's his boy.
Yeah. Well, you know in those movies when the kid disappears for 40 minutes, you're like, where the fuck's the kid?
He comes back as a different kid.
Yeah.
He's going to get recast halfway through.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's what I did on the way over here.
Nice.
You know, it was a fun cap to my week. That's
a little, a little fun, little exercise you did.
Been spent moving. I'm in the new place. It's tight. I got the little office set up in the closet, so expect a lot more in the closet jokes during the Twitch streams.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for not asking me for actual help during your move.
Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Except for my truck.
I did need your truck. I appreciate that because I was going to rent one and that would have sucked because I needed it for like 2 days. And, yeah.
Suck a truck.
Fuck. Dude, moving sucks.
Moving is the balls.
Moving from a smaller place to a bigger place is easy because you can just throw everything in boxes and just stack them up. But moving into a smaller place is fucking hard. Super hard. But the yard is tight. Rhett was the first person to come over and visit our new house.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we worked out on Saturday, dude.
Oh, we worked it out. Yeah.
Tight.
It's a really cool, like, he's the interior is small, but so what? It's kind of awesome because of that. And then the back is fantastic.
Yeah.
It is, though. It's like very, but not just for the gym stuff. I think it's a nice little canyon.
Yeah. I think that if I wasn't, with kids, I would be down to like downsize to the smallest house possible.
Yeah, it's pretty chill, man. Like, it really makes
give me the land. Give me the land.
It really makes you realize like what stuff you have that's important and what's not. And like, I've spent my mornings recently, like, it's been super foggy, and I just like sit on my exercise bike with my coffee, and I just go for like a little like pedal as I just stare out on the canyon and sip my coffee. It's a really fucking nice start to the morning.
God damn.
And it's one more 70? Day up,
dude, it's
in
chill.
The canyon.
The guy literally right next to me, he was sitting out in his yard at a desk reading a book with coffee this morning, looking out into the canyon.
Stu.
It was tight.
It's most Hillcrest thing I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
Tell him not to do that.
I got this mustache like at the right time, just moving into Hillcrest.
That's hella sexist, brother.
Hey. It's hella sexy. Look at that, dude. This is fucking Kurt Russell. Watch your back.
It looks kind of like a cholo.
Bruce Reynolds.
It does kind of look like a cholo. It does look like a bomb squad type
does
fucking.
It
does.
Dog, it is bomb as fuck.
It's his eyes are all squinty lit up, dude.
Bomb
he was bomb as fuck.
Dog, it's hella tight, dog.
God damn.
Dude.
You don't know me, homie.
Dude. So you haven't really watched anything then this week?
I've done fuck all but all right, move, cool. Dude. That's it.
Riggedy Rhett, what you buying?
Did you watch Riccio, Rhett?
Not yet. No, this is the new one.
You haven't watched that DVD that I let you borrow
DVD
again?
DVD with the DVD.
But you're still keeping that other DVD?
But like, Riccio is not even like a meme anymore. It's just a good film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. But he let me borrow it.
But you watched fucking Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
I didn't get to it.
But you were gonna.
I am going
to. That's the problem.
I am going to. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
That's the problem. But you never seen Riccio. Never
you,
seen.
You've never seen Bed Knobs and fucking Broomsticks.
Actually, I'm sure have. He has. I've seen Bed Knobs and
Broomsticks. Oh, you're white. Fuck.
Yeah, dude. More importantly, my fucking mom is white. My mom loves that shit.
Do you remember Trakuna Makoiti's Trigorum?
Yeah, Hakuna Matata. Fuck yeah, dog. It means no worries.
Okay.
For the rest of your days.
Godfather 1 and 2. Part 2, I mean, both of them are the Godfather, obviously. Part 2 is fucking good, dude. That is a near-perfect film, dude.
Can I? You know,
I feel like that's a very unpopular
Can
opinion.
I say a thing?
It's not, and it shouldn't be.
I don't like the Godfather movies.
That's
Can
fine.
I say
that's
another
fine.
Thing?
I've never seen
the Godfather movies.
You understand they're, like, immaculate, though, right?
Yeah, I know. I like, yeah.
You don't like them, though.
I just don't like them.
That's fine. I really understand you not liking part 3.
Well, because that's the Sofia Coppola one.
That's silly as fuck.
Yeah.
That's the best one, though, right?
No.
It's like the conclusion.
I just thought, like,
It's like the conclusion. It's like the what Lucas did with the prequels. Coppola did it first with The Godfather.
So 3. He put in better characters?
He waited 20 years to revisit his shit, and then it sucked dick. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
But Godfather 2 has fucking got some stuff. I watched the movie Alpha. I had seen it only once in the theater when it came out 3 years ago, about the dog. It's Cody Smith McPhee.
The Dag.
It's about like mankind's first interaction with canines as friends. Mm-hmm. Did you see the trailer?
No.
It's fucking good. You guys would both love this movie because you're dog lovers.
We would both love this movie.
Because you guys are dog fuckers.
It's fucking cool, dude. It's really good. It's like very, look it up, Alpha. Albert Hughes directs it.
Joker. Oh,
Alpha Dog. Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Alpha Dog is, that's yeah. a
I've
movie.
Never fucking watched that.
With Justin Timberlake, that's good shit.
Justin Timberlake and Anton Yelchin is in that
yeah,
movie also.
Yeah, that fool dead.
Rip, dude. Okay.
Hella dead.
Another old white bitch.
Now,
he was like 23.
The theaters are in trouble, as you guys know. They're going to shut Regal's, the shit down. They're going to shut
Regal's
the shit down.
Super done.
So I was really trying to take advantage of stuff while we can. They were showing Rear Window at Reading Cinema. Dude, that was a fucking.
That's pretty good.
That was a blast to see Rear Window in a fucking theater, which I had never been able to do. And Sophia had never. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
She had never seen it and she loved it. I think it's safe to say we watched Vertigo recently. Like Rear Window, I like Rear Window better than Vertigo now.
Rear Window fucks way more than Vertigo.
Well, Rear Window is more fun.
Yeah.
But even all that aside, I still think I like it better now, which is crazy. I used to not.
Hold on that whole thing, man. Like, it's just here. Like there's still theaters open internationally. Like the Saint Maud International poster just got released
for sure.
You know, so and Dune got pushed back here, but some other big movie is pushed back here indefinitely, but being released internationally soon.
Yeah.
So it's all your fucking fault for not wearing a goddamn mask and going out to your fucking restaurants. Stay the fuck home, so the rest of us. Don't have to stay home.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about I'm fucking at the end of my rope, dog. I do not want to stay at home anymore. I want to go to the theaters.
Well, remember when this whole thing started? We were all like, know what? I actually kind of appreciate the fact that, you know, we're not hitting any ad room.
And I still do.
Spending money and blah, 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 blah. And now I'm like, I just want to go have a meal without a meal, yeah.
It was cute for the first 6 months. And now it's just kind of fucking irritating.
Huge stuff is parties. People throwing parties.
Well, yeah.
People
throwing stop fucking, that shit.
People going to rallies with no fucking mask on. Shit like
the
that.
The funny thing is,
your
that
president
I don't
getting
even
sick.
To talk about that
yeah,
motherfucker.
Let's not talk about all that stuff.
Oh my God.
We've already talked about a bunch of other shit that doesn't matter.
But I will say, too, even in the areas that have reopened, people are still hesitant to go to
the
theater immediately.
The CDC has officially said that the movie theaters are a no go.
Right.
In terms of like safety.
Right. And then the other thing is I don't mean it in a political way, I mean it in. Systemically, people, I swear to God, very quickly, they were already very used to streaming. And when you take away movie theaters, the average film goer is like, there's
cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to fucking go anymore. Like, that's not what's happening. So they were dying for a long time.
Yeah.
Very slowly. And then there was ways that were revitalizing. And then they made the whole theater industry was surviving, basically. Except for niche markets like Landmark and stuff around blockbuster filmmaking. And if that fails, the theater thing is done. So they're not going to release Dune right now to make fucking $40 million domestically. Yeah. They want it to make $200 or $300 million domestically.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to take advantage of, I just have a feeling they're going to shut down completely again pretty soon because they can't stay open making that money.
It's not sustainable. Yeah. It's like 50% capacity and you're definitely not filling those seats at all.
Fuck no, dude. And then James Bond pushed back, everything pushed back again.
That's rough.
Rear Window. It was me and Sophia in the theater, which was cool. But it's also like, damn, not even any old white bitches here. Like no one.
Well,
but of course not. They
not
don't
the
want to fucking
white
die. But, you know, they don't want to fucking die. then we went to the drive-in, though, and those are going to be fucking banging for a while.
Oh, yeah.
They opened Possessor at drive-ins across the country this
week. That's the Brandon Cronenberg film?
Yeah, and I want to say nothing because I would really, once we do this retrospective for Spooktober.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're going to have to return to newer stuff towards the end of the year, I would hope. But I'm not going to say anything because, I mean, this one has a lot of buzz on it. And it has for a while. And
he's seen it?
It's out.
He's got a face? Then what's the face?
I just, like, I'm reluctant to see it. What? And when it's one of those, like...
Well, but did you see Viral?
dude, it's way fucking better than viral.
Okay, so viral was pretty great. I really enjoyed viral.
Was it the one with the guy with the weird mouth?
Antiviral, I'm sorry.
You're doing that thing where just because I like it means you'll hate it.
With the weird mouth.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true. Like, when did that happen last? It didn't happen last episode. Didn't happen that before that. Mutant Blast, I really enjoyed it.
Antiviral, yeah, but
those movies where you come in and you're like very gung-ho on them.
All I said was I don't want to say anything because I'd like to do an episode.
Yeah, but that's not because you don't like it. That's definitely not because you don't like it.
That's very true. Like,
you were very high on Climax, and remember how I felt about Climax?
Antiviral.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
you were very high on Dead Ringers, and remember how I felt about Dead Ringers?
Well, but I mean, I think those movies are...
This has more of what you are looking for. What am I looking for? Trust me on that.
What am I looking for?
Brutality.
I do like brutality.
It has utter, shocking brutality in it.
Can you at least give us a premise?
The premise is it's corporate espionage and people can inhabit other people's bodies to turn them into assassins.
Bro. That sounds entirely too sci-fi for me.
It's sci-fi, yeah, and it's body horror and it's cerebral fuck horror and it's really fucking gory and really bleak.
Well, and
dude, like at first when Brandon Cronenberg did Viral, which Antiviral. I enjoyed.
Oh, antiviral. I said viral earlier. I was incorrect.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing earlier this week with Sol. Hi, Sophia.
You already did that.
I know. You already said that last week.
Yeah, I know, but I said it again because you already did.
Not again.
I was like, okay, this is cool, but is he really going to just ape his dad? You know, like, I thought that was strange, kind of. Like, he's going to not only do what his dad does, but do the same type of shit that his dad does. Then I saw this, and it's like, well, he's just fucking, maybe David Cronenberg cloned himself.
You know what that reminds me of, dude? It's people that raise their kids and they're like, they force their music on their children.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
That's what I mean.
Ugh.
That's the kind of feel like, but I don't think that's what happened here, dude. Cause this is, he's coming into his own, but it feels very, it's more like Cronenberg is a style now. Like,
I mean, I kind of feel like carrying the family crest style to begin with,
but I mean, like, as in, like, he's his son, and the crest is being carried.
So I'd be really interested to see where the Saska remake slots in on your Cronenberg ranking.
I don't know, dude.
It's probably a distant zero.
I want you to watch both Rabbids.
Dude, that would be great.
No, not me. You. I want you to watch both.
Could we do?
I already watched.
Could we fit in another retrospective before the end of this month? We got 7 more movies to watch.
No, we've got 5 more movies.
But we should do the retrospectives. Just because we introduced it for October doesn't mean we should wait. I think people are going to
enjoy this AB thing. As long, you know, once we work out the bugs from the previous episode, because we were kind of unsure of what we were doing on that one. But I do think that people are going to enjoy this old white bitch, new white bitch thing.
Well, why wouldn't they? And then it's bound to come up with some views that are, sorry, for lack of a better word, kind of not controversial, but, you know, these are films that are like, you're not allowed to dislike. And it's like, oh yeah? Like, yeah, you are, you know? but yeah, I would really highly push to do an episode on that sometime.
All right. What else?
Oh, what did you watch?
American Murders, The Family Next Door, about the Watts family murders
in
Colorado. Do you know about this?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's made entirely of footage from social media, from the interrogation.
It's made entirely of recycled cardboard.
It's made of entirely recycled garbage. No, but it's
crushed cans.
It's interesting. Well, it's a heartbreaking fucking case, by the way. I didn't follow it because I didn't follow the news until you had to follow the news in order not to die that day, you know? So
wait, what?
2020. I'm just talking about. But
I was talking about the pandemic, dude.
I'm talking about this dick. Okay, so
No, I already touched it. It is terrifying.
But yeah,
you were seriously like spooked,
dude. It's like when I touch a dog dick, it really skeeves me out.
Well, because you touched my dome was completely immersed in your hand.
It was like the head of his dick was fucking braille, and I was a blind chick. I got the whole fucking experience of that thing.
Wide?
Why? Because he really dug in there, dude.
I just tried to give you a little ball tap, but you like, you know, dropped down a half an inch or something.
I don't think
like,
he dropped. I think that's just the extent of his
the documentary. His the doc instead of the documentary being where they interview people and then replicate what happened, there's no interviews. So it's made entirely with like footage from the body cam of the officer, security footage, the interrogation room footage.
Did he turn his camera off?
Exactly. So
just at the right time.
It's really interesting just because of that. But then where it goes is pretty fucking, it's pretty crazy. And apparently these family homicide or these family annihilations, they call them, where the husband kills the wife and the kids. That these are more common than people know. So and they almost always happen in August.
So get trip out on this.
It's the hottest month.
When I was a kid,
before school.
When I was a kid, I was living in Santee, as many of you know.
And your dad tried to kill the family, but he...
No, but check this out. A kid that a kid that I went to school with, he lived like a block and a half away from us. And the dad was a sheriff in Santee and found out that his wife was like... fucking around on him, sent his kid, a kid that I went to school with, next door with the neighbors, and fucking blasted his wife and then killed himself.
Damn.
It was crazy, dude. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so like he didn't come
back. He came in, he's all these knives, man.
All these guns, man. He came into school like a month later and it was like, what do we, like, how do you talk to this guy? You tell him.
There are no words, bro.
Yeah, like no shit.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
When your dad blew away your mom.
Nah, I'd just be like, damn, bro, that's a shame because your mom was fucking fine. It's your mom.
I've tried Googling it and it's hard to Google.
What do you mean it's hard to Google?
Because he has a personal thing to it.
I remember his name pretty clearly.
That's tight.
Yeah. So...
Did I ever tell you about the guy that fucking killed his brother at my school? No?
No.
Oh, it was a guy, like this girl I knew, she was dating this guy, fucking, I forget his name, but his mom kept a shotgun under the bed, loaded, and she would unload
Smart.
It when she woke up every morning, and him-
Stupid.
Well, and him and his brother would fuck around with it, and one day he shot his brother in the fucking face, went to, Andrew, that was his name, Andrew- I'm not going to say his last name, but
Andrew Mario.
If I do remember his last name, I would totally look it up and I will post it on the Discord.
All right. What'd you watch? So wifey and I've been watching.
Can you not call her wifey?
I can call her wifey all the.
What is your problem with people calling things?
He does not like that. He goes, wifey, huh?
Well, yeah, and then he's like, can you not call it the gungeon?
This is my thing right now. Yeah. You guys get all bad. That's not. That's tight.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm still gonna call my wife wifey.
Yeah
but can you not call her wifey? And can you not call it the gungeon?
What was the show you were talking about earlier?
Money Heist?
No, not Money Heist. Yeah, that's the one in the tower.
That's the one with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. And...
I don't know. Was I talking about a show?
Lovecraft. Lovecraft Country. Mm. We have been watching that show. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It leans real heavy on the, but the real monsters,
man,
were people all along. I mean, I understand that that there are some things in the year of our Lord, COVID, that are happening, but like,
they produced all that before all this shit.
Yeah, though. But like, I'm kind of like, especially
you're like, this might have been cute before COVID.
Hey, look, if you had releases before COVID happened, I wouldn't be so upset about it. No, it's a great show. I just think that they lean very heavily on the like, but what if man was bad?
Man is bad, man.
Man is bad.
Man is bad.
It's
man.
A little. It feels a little caveman-y. You know the handling of it because,
caveman-y.
Yeah,
go for it.
It's
bro.
Like the. It's Explain like the subtlety shit. Of a caveman. You
oh.
fuck.
Oh, like it's ham-fisted.
A little bit.
Like me.
Yeah, and it's got Jussie Smollett's sister, which is kind of odd.
Who the fuck is Jussie Smollett?
Remember that Jesse Smollett guy that said that whole thing that two white folk assaulted him in the street?
Oh yeah, that fucking
and
dude.
And it ended up being a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, they shouted.
He gave them a lot of ammo with that shit.
Yeah,
he gave them a lot of ammunition with that fucking bunk ass shit.
And his sister is still like, I believe my brother to this day, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to support your wacky ass, but at the same time, like the show is pretty good, and Atticus is one fine black man. He makes me question myself.
His name's Atticus. That's what I wanted to name his
character's
son.
Name is Atticus.
Yeah, like Atticus Finch is in Kill a Mockingbird.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Southern name.
Did you guys know that Lovecraft wrote a poem that was super racist?
No.
About the creation of, I don't want to say it, but like the creation of the N-word or N-words in general.
You mean the word itself?
No. Fuck, dude. So they mentioned it in the show and I was like, no way. What the fuck? Hold on one sec.
I don't want to know about Lovecraft's racist poem.
It's time to cancel the show now.
It's okay. So I'm gonna say it because it's not. I'm not gonna say it. So the poem is actually on the creation of N-words. That's the title of the poem.
Okay,
and
it doesn't say N-words. Now that I'm looking at it,
it does not say N-words, and it is real bad. If you guys have any illusions of Lovecraft as a human and
as a forward-thinking individual,
get out of here with that. He was a racist piece of shit.
Well,
it's pretty fucking wild, man. And I go because Atticus brings it up and goes, "Yeah, that poem." And I'm like, "No, Senor Griffin, no."
Well, that's disappointing.
It's it's bad, dude.
I mean, like, you know, it's a relic of another time. And
the last line is a beast they wrought in semi-human figure, filled it with vice and called the thing.
Nah.
You can fill that.
Oh, so it's about politicians.
Bigger. Made it bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Nagger.
That's what it was Nagger.
I was way off.
Way off.
Samsonite. Yeah, dude, it made me rethink a little bit about Lovecraft. I'm not a huge fan of the Lovecraft anymore.
It's hard to reconcile that with, you know, not just obviously ethically and morally first and foremost, but then logically. It's like a huge error. Like how sophisticated could you be to like think that way?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It's rough, dude. It's rough. And it's kind of fucked up that it took a TV show on HBO to sort of enlighten me to the fact that Lovecraft was a horrible racist.
Yeah.
And HBO's
been doing a lot of that. I mean, Watchmen, shit, you know.
Yeah. It was really, really eye-opening to me. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll rethink this whole Cthulhu thing because it ain't so cute anymore. It's not.
Well, and here's the thing, that cute. Though. That being said, just because of those things, which is deplorable, doesn't mean the dude inadvertently didn't hit on something terrifying in the collective unconscious of the species regarding the old ones and
the old
squid fuck lords.
The old squid bitches.
You think the old ones were the old white bitches?
Didn't HB... HB... didn't HW Plainview create...
Oh, yes.
Create the squidbillies?
Yeah, he created the squid...
HP okay? Lovecraft's squidbillies.
Lovecraft. You damn, okay over there?
Matt fucking trying to smoke weed. Fucking dying.
It was because I laughed at the wrong time. Is there really ever a hate long it when time? That happens.
You put the wrong emphasis on the wrong
Is there ever a wrong time for laughter?
I don't think so.
Molly laughed in a symphony one time. That was hilarious.
Hilarious.
She couldn't control herself. It was just uncontrollable giggles, and like people were getting really fucking offended. She had to get up and walk out of the room.
But anywho, Jussie Smollett's sister, she's acting her ass off. I feel like the role is a little bit too silly for her. I think that in a serious role, she will be fantastic. The actor who plays Atticus is super badass and hunky as fuck, so I'm super in. And that's basically it. I've watched, I started going through the Chronicles of Riddick, today. God damn, I'm a fan.
You should just play the video game and like, let us know how it, no, but I mean like I live on Twitch.
And it's good.
You should do it on Twitch.
Real skittish tombs.
Yeah, since you got that,
real computer. Skittish. I got some news.
What's the news, dude?
Clive Barker's Books of Blood is debuting on Hulu.
Is he a horrible racist also?
I doubt that. Highly doubt that because he's been, you know, pigeon.
Why are all the Cenobites white, dude?
Probably because he's making a statement about fascism.
white people being the devil? Is that what he's saying? Okay.
I don't know.
I can get behind that.
I mean, he's white.
Yeah.
So that's one reason.
Self-loathing.
He sees the dark side of himself as a white bitch.
Or maybe he sees himself as the ultimate punisher.
And also, like, if you make the centipedes black, then you're immediately going to get flack because it's like, why is the bad guy black? You're going to get flack if he's black because it's why is the bad guy black?
That's because it's whack.
Right. That would be whack. Imagine, I mean, seriously, though. I mean, Candyman, he's very specific reason that he's black, right?
Is there?
Yeah, because it takes place, because it has
Chicago?
To do with
everybody in Chicago is black.
No, it goes back to that.
I mean, you're the one that said it, Matt. You can't say.
Wait, I said what?
You can't be all got him when you're the one that said it.
It said everyone in Chico is black?
Yeah. You're all got him. Because he just smoked weed. Got him, me. I do self yeets, but I know I'm doing them.
He goes, got him.
Where I didn't yeet high myself. Five.
I do yeet myself.
Rhett said it takes place in, and I said, what, Chicago? Because it's in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like, what, everybody in Chicago
we'll
is
check
black?
Tape on that.
It's there.
I don't think Clive Barker is one of those, but who fucking knows, man, right? But Books of Blood...
He's got a poem. He's like, on the creation of beaners.
Yeah. On the creation of wetbacks. Hopefully not. But then again, that would be very much less of an issue, I mean, I think, because we were just able to both say that one, and I don't think there will be immediate...
Well, I can say it.
Yeah,
I can say it, too, because I'm more Mexican than you are.
I mean, so. I've got infinitely more kids than
you
do.
Watch, listen. Dude. Obviously more Mexican. All right, so...
On the mic, he is more Mexican than you.
On the whole.
They don't even know which is which right now.
Now we're just now. Yeah. We can switch back and forth. We can switch back and forth, dude.
You do have more kids than me, though. You're like, you're Mexico City compared to my Montana right now. Like, for real on that one. But I read a couple reviews, and they're kind of lackluster. So that sucks. But
of what?
Of Books of Blood. Clive Barker's Books of Blood, because they've developed a series to be on Hulu.
I thought he moved on to something else.
I thought he said Blockbuster.
The Haunting of Bly Manor, which is the follow-up.
Coming out. Yeah, that's coming out.
I've read only one review, but again, it was kind of middling as well. So we'll see. They said it. I know the first one. I never watched the first one, by the way, which I heard was great. And I know I like the director. And I know it goes like a slow burn type thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Not even really. It was pretty consistent. Yeah,
you know,
they said it requires you to be more patient, and it doesn't always work.
Okay, I'm in.
But that's have I watched it? No.
But you know what? Like, I think for me, most of the enjoyment for the first season was in knowing that there was a bunch of hidden ghosts, and I just kept trying to spot hidden ghosts.
I remember you mentioning that, and that sounded like a...
It was really tight, because then, like, if you found one, you felt like, oh, look, there's one. And, like, you know, depending on where it was hidden, you felt a lot more accomplished.
And then
it was pretty cool.
A new Godzilla anime is being developed for Netflix, which I think is potentially a good idea for that property.
I'm excited for that.
It seems like they're just trying to resuscitate or keep Godzilla alive, too, but it really hasn't hit the stride they're looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's kind of like in the public domain, and that's why we see so much Godzilla stuff.
Public dome.
I mean, like, right? Like, why else would we see so much Godzilla? Is there really that big of a market of people who want more Godzilla stuff?
That's what I'm saying. I don't, when I look at the, I don't think so.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't hear many people clamoring for Godzilla. Like, there's a few.
But an anime on Netflix makes more sense than spending another couple hundred million on a movie.
And you can make it way tighter on an anime. You can do exactly what you want to do.
In fact, I'm surprised there hasn't been an anime.
I think there has been.
I'm sure there has been at some time.
There was one recently.
Of Godzilla?
I don't remember there being one.
Me either.
He was pretty insistent on it.
And then there's this movie Arch Enemy coming out with Joe Manganiello, that guy. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the D&D player.
Joe Mangiapaisano.
Paisano.
Yes. Yeah, it's called Godzilla Monster Planet.
Yeah, I don't want that shit in my life. It's called Godzilla Garbage Planet.
Godzilla Monster Hunter.
This is Adam Egypt Mortimer's new movie. It's Daniel Isn't Real.
And the trailer looks pretty fun. And I like Daniel Isn't Real a lot personally. And by the way, it's on Shudder now. If people had heard about it and didn't have the opportunity to watch it, it debuted on Shudder like in the last couple weeks. So I'd fucking highly recommend that one. It almost made my top five that year.
I mean, this Godzilla God Eater or World, that this looks hella tight.
Godzilla World Eater? This is Eater? The
new one. Yeah, yeah. This looks good. This looks like a good day.
See that shit.
Does this say Miss...
Planet Eater.
Planet Eater?
This is the old one. This isn't the new one.
Oh. Misfire of a series?
Godzilla the Planet Eater.
Godzilla the
That does Dick look Eater. Tight as fuck.
I'm saying.
I mean, see, I could get behind that. Like, I think I could get behind a Godzilla anime, but like the movies.
But would you let Godzilla get behind you?
Mm. I mean, he wouldn't be able to do much. Like, his fucking lizard dick would crush me.
His lizard dick.
I mean, can you imagine how
Where
big
is his
thing?
Fucking
what
dick.
Do lizard dicks look like? I'm going to find out. Hold on.
Have you ever seen a lizard? A duck's dick?
Penis. Yep, the fucking corkscrew
it's
thing.
It's a corkscrew.
This and is how you learn fucking, about animal
that's
penis.
Hardcore. Just
it's on the Who
like there is
the
no consent.
It's like a switchblade.
That animal.
Oh. Well, so you know you've. I don't think we've talked about this since Red has been here.
Bro,
but
lizards got double dicks.
What?
Lizards got double dicks.
Life Google, finds Google, a way.
Google lizard penis.
Penis.
Weenus.
They're like they look like fucking He-Man attachment toys.
Oh, yeah, they look like little dongers, like little fucking,
they look like little clubs or something.
Yeah.
Like little fucking fraggles.
Well, that's cool.
But, like, there's two of them. They got fucking double dongs, it's and they come out the
it's
sideways.
How they grip, dude. Whoa.
That's wild. Why do animals got such weird dicks?
Animals got fucking weird dicks, brother.
Dude, what kind of animal is this, and why is his dick so weird?
Well, so you know that, like, duck dicks, they corkscrew clockwise, and the female, what is it, female?
Female goose, duck.
It's a goose.
The vagina?
Yeah, their vagina corkscrewed the other way. So that's like, it's literally like,
it's like fucking
Yeah. And that fucking dick find its way in.
That's why they have to spin around on their back when they have sex.
He doesn't believe it.
I don't believe that.
Google it.
I looked up. No, but they don't like spin around. Like there's no consent. Like
it's rape. It's duck rape.
Yeah. The duck is like in and out. Like, and it's, that's the other thing about this. Not just the shape of the dick, but the speed of the cock. Like, it's like a sneeze.
It explodes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like
it's a sneeze. That's the best way to put it.
It's like he sneezed. Fuck you.
Sneeze.
Yeah, dude, he's moving like fucking 40 miles an hour with his cock inside there.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. It's like a sneeze. Fuck.
Dude, I'm a
lizard's got weird dicks, dude.
Did you show Rhett?
Yeah, I'm looking at Rhett, it right
look
now.
At this. It's the one right in the middle there. They got like double dongs, and it comes out the side.
Mm.
It's Mm-mm. weird.
I wonder if the reptilian overlords have double cocks like that. Like, do you think Hillary Clinton has double cocks?
if anybody has double cocks, it's Hillary Clinton.
Queen Elizabeth and Hillary Clinton are just like sucking on adrenochrome from children and double cocking each other. That's fucking great.
69 with double cocks.
Someone needs to make a painting of that. Fuck.
There's one
Jacob.
They're scissoring their double cocks.
God damn.
They're all fucking twisted up with their cocks. They're fucking double helix cocks.
Oh, fuck.
That's good stuff.
We got a couple movies to review.
We got some movies to talk about. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick
break.
This has
been penis talk.
Double fucking movies.
We'll be right back to talk about Dawn of the Dead, the 1978, and also
The
2004, 1999 plus 5.
Dead Man.
Dawn of the Dead remake. We'll be right back. Fuck.
Take five.
Boot up, 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 boot up. We switched parts on that one.
That's pretty good. I thought there had to be some kind of like brake mechanism on it, right? And then like But I've never ridden a jet ski. Like, I've never even seen one in person. And then, like, I mentioned it, and my coworker goes, like, but what would they grip onto, like, if they needed to break? And I was like, oh, right. Like,
the water, dude.
Yeah, I guess there's nothing that would actually stop them.
Soon they'll have anti-gravity brakes for jet skis. That would be dope.
Hey, Matt.
I could delete that. Yeah.
Guess what, jet ski?
Wayne jet ski to you.
Guess what, Wayne jet ski?
We're back.
We're fucking back, dude. It's
fucking time.
Guess what, Retsky?
Retsky? Oh, that's where you should have
gone. That's what I'm going to call you, dude, from now on. You're Retsky, homie.
Retsky.
Mm, okay.
You fucked up.
I kind of like it. Hey, those are good. Those Reed's things are good.
They are good, especially that's... with a dash of bourbon in them.
Oh, you know what else is good? Patreon. Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast is kind of like doing the splits and drum line. I don't know what the fuck that means, but these dorks do, and it sounded pretty cool. So I'm just going to roll with it. But splits. You can go to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast and help us do this show. And in return, you get exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merch. And we got some cool stuff coming up for our $20 and up homies. And I want to take a second to give a shout out to the newest Patreon homie.
We have three new homies?
Do we?
Did we already mention Mr. Dixon last week?
I don't think so.
Well, if we would be remiss if we didn't mention him yet again.
John Dixon. No,
John
we did not.
Dixon. Dave's not here. Welcome to the fold. And also, of the highest tier, motherfucking Alan Meeks?
I want to say it's Meeks. Alan is my homie that I met at Telluride.
Meeks. I'm going Meeks.
Just call him Alan.
Alan.
Alan Meeks.
Dr. Alan Grant.
Hello.
Yeah, I met Alan and his wife Stephanie at Telluride like three years ago. And they become some of our really good friends.
And well, Alan and his wife, you've got a little special thing coming at you at the end of October.
It's a picture of Rhett's penis.
It's a huge picture.
Enjoy. It's not that impressive of a picture. I'm just going to say that. No, I'm not. It's great. It's
immaculate. Also, I'd like to, really quick, friend of the show and also San Diego semi-celebrity, Mr. John Groobs, also known as Groobs Bros on the Instagram, has been creating these Groobs Cubes the last couple years. There are
Hans Gruber.
They are these emulation stations type little devices that you can play games from the Nintendo era, the Sega Genesis era.
Oh, that sounds better than the fucking soup thing.
The SNES era. Well, don't say that, dude, because the soup thing's going to be here live. Not next week, but 2 weeks from now.
I'll love his soup in person.
You're not going to get to eat it if you make fun of it more.
I was going
to
say, he better bring us some fucking soup.
He's going to bring us soup, but not this guy.
Good. Wait, isn't Turk coming too?
It's going to be an extravaganza, dude.
For Nightmare on Elm Street?
Turk's always coming. He just never
shows up. Groobs didn't pay us. But he would like us to shout out his Groobs Cube, and I would love to. And so, go to fucking Groobs Bros. Fucking hit him up for a Groobs box, Groobs Cube. Play Super Mario Brothers,
Super Metroid.
Play Bubble Bobble. Play Super Metroid.
Eternal Champions.
Remember that shit? Eternal Champions. Fucking play
Altered Beast,
Alien versus Predator. Whatever the fuck you want, he's got it.
I just want Silent Hill.
Silent Hill, he's probably got it.
And
Eternal Darkness,
he's probably got it. Eternal
Darkness?
I owned it.
Metal Gear Solid, he's probably got it. He's not very good at, Rhett.
What? Oh, no, I wasn't. No.
At what?
I'm
Metal
like,
Gear?
You don't know shit about video games. We're playing it in the fucking...
Sears.
Sears at the mall and circa, 2000? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll play this like it's fucking Mario or something. Run through this shit. And it's like, you gotta hide in a fucking box. I'm getting shot like over and over again. Wasn't good.
Wasn't good. So, anywho, Groobs Bros on Instagram. And I think he goes as Groobs Bros on Facebook too. So, find him there.
So, if you wanna do any advertisements, Jorge is the Sean Hannity of
They're not
the
advertisements,
show.
Man. It's just things that
I'm playing around.
It's just things that I'm happy to talk about. Don't be an OY bitch about this.
Hey, George.
I'm being a young one.
Happy to talk about a movie, aren't
you? You're kind of being a little bit of a Karen right now, and it's irritating.
A Karen because I'm not pushing your ads?
Keith, where's your wig?
Keith.
Where's your wig? My fucking wig. You know what? You guys are right.
So we've got a couple movies to talk about. 1978's Dawn of the Dead, and also the remake, which was 2003's Dawn of the Dead. Is that correct?
I want to say four.
2004. The 2004 directed by Zack Snyder. Is that correct?
Yep.
The 1978 version directed by... What's his name?
George A. Romero.
George A. Romero. That's right. Favorite director. I knew that. And it's got a bunch of actors in it. You know, if Google it, for Christ's sake.
You might have heard of Dawn of the Dead.
You might have. But have you seen it?
You might have heard that it's one of the greatest horror films ever made, per Roger Ebert, giving it 4 stars out of 4.
Here it comes.
You might have heard it's one of the greatest zombie films ever made. You might have heard that it's a fantastic satire of consumerism.
Oh, it's coming.
You might have heard how unspeakably gory it was for 1978. And all of these things would be fucking wrong. Like, so I understand when it came out, and maybe it wasn't a very legitimized genre, the zombie genre, subgenre, right?
I don't buy into that.
I don't buy into it because Night of the Living Dead is massively fucking better than this movie to me.
Yeah.
However, I get the novelty of the premise. Like, said it. It's not in a graveyard. It's not out in the boonies out of nowhere. It's in the middle of like everything. It's in the middle of the city. It's in the middle of commerce. It's in the middle of. I get. It's much more ambitious, and they're moving around a lot more. And there's more characters and all that stuff. I get that. Watching this movie though in 2020, wow. And if you want to talk about a horror film that is not scary at any time during this film. Were you ever in suspense or scared about anything? Like I we're gonna get flack, dude.
This is the episode where the horror community comes from.
They turn on us, dude. Okay, because here,
especially
here,
after that Lovecraft shit.
Real talk. I don't remember having watched this film. I think I had at some point in my fucking life, but watching it, Rhett said, watching it in 2020, what? I just don't get it, man. Again, 1978, the premise, the social commentary, even though it's like, oh, it's the same thing, dude. It's like, but humans were monsters all along. It's not something novel, man. Like, even in fucking 1978, that subject had been discussed ad nauseum. And it's not like, it's like, oh shit, dude, George Romero, you have really uncovered and unearthed some shit about humans that nobody has thought about ever. But you put zombies in it and you put it in a mall and there's a helicopter and there's a SWAT team that
they just had helicopters everywhere.
And there's that dude who's the football player and he's also in From Beyond like 10 years
and
later.
And there's a guy who looks like a shitty male version of Rihanna, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Ving Rhames? Oh, that's the remake.
I do not understand why this fucking movie gets all the fucking acclaim it does, dude. I fucking cannot understand.
What is up with this movie?
I don't know, dude.
This shit's boring. Like, straight up. I have seen this movie before. I've seen it a few times, and I remember liking it.
And your like brother showed you and you were a kid or some shit like that.
No, like, I mean, the last time I probably watched it was probably, yeah, like 10, 15 years ago. And I remember at one point thinking, wow, I'm really impressed with how well paced this movie is. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. On another, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking note, I decided to seek out the extended director's cut.
It's another 30 minutes.
Fuck. Bro, like that beginning drags.
Bruh.
Drags.
You know, ironically, the beginning is probably the most suspenseful part of this movie. It starts in the middle of...
You're just thrown into it.
Which I kind of, that's what I mean. I like that idea.
Yeah.
In 78, when that felt modern, that would have been like very like, whoa.
Because this is supposed to be.
They're throwing out the rule book here.
An amount of time after
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, dude, you're in the middle of this zombie outbreak, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And those initial scenes are really cool where you've got the, you know, this reporter trying to talk to a scientist and there's just chaos happening in the newsroom and, you know, you can't get, you know, they're trying to say, you know, tell people to get to these like rescue stations and they're not active anymore and they're overrun by zombies. All of that stuff, super cool, super engaging. And then I don't know, dude, there's like a scene with a SWAT team assaulting this like poor neighborhood, this poor, you know, it was like,
this poor neighborhood.
People constantly talking about ass and grabbing things by the ass and shooting things in the ass. And
well, and there was the social commentary there right at the beginning too, like with the, you know, the cops just shooting first, asking later. But then it's like, you see like very quickly in the situation, it's like, yeah, shoot that motherfucker because he's about to start fucking chomping his wife's neck off. And sure enough, that's what he does. But yeah, what do you guys think of the gore in this movie?
What gore?
There's a shitload of gore. It's just all very, 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 very not convincing.
Yeah. I mean, there was a scene with the near the beginning with the zombie walking when he gets his head cut by the helicopter.
Yeah.
And that could have been really cool, but you see the zombie just has this big Frankenstein-shaped head from the beginning. And then when he walks up, there's just like this little piece that falls off, and then he just falls over. There's really nothing there.
How familiar are you guys with the original, with Night of the Living Dead?
In terms of
remember it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like the social commentary, I think the best social commentary George A. Romero ever, well, I shouldn't say ever did because I'm not an expert on his films, clearly. Otherwise, I would have known about this. But I mean, it was influential because it, you know, it kind of, it's much more ambitious than your average zombie premise for its time. I get that. But the original, like, remember when the daughter gets infected
mm-hmm.
and she's eating one of the parents and you see her like chomping on fucking meat and it's black and white? Like, that's much more effective to me.
Yeah,
like,
than any of the stuff happened. Yeah. The thing is that, okay, so I get it, man. Like, I understand that, you know, consumerism and all of these things, but ultimately, like, I feel like none of the overarching concepts are all that maybe it's because it is we are living in the year that we're living, like we're experiencing these things more firsthand than maybe any
we're desensitized to
than any fucking commentary. Generation probably has. Well, I don't want to say that, rewind well, that back a little bit.
I think that's probably true.
You know, we're dealing with a lot of this sort of thing in high def, you know, downloaded at fucking 4K, whatever the fuck. And so these real trite kind of contrivances where it's like, well, dude, look, dude, they're stealing things even though they're in the middle of a fucking where, you know, the world is coming to an end. And look how hilarious it is that they're stealing jewels when money means nothing. And I'm like, OK, I get it. Fuck, dude. Like, I don't know. Am I supposed to be moved by these scenes where they're running through a department store stealing stuff? I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, I find it hard to be moved by anything when that wacky music's playing the entire time.
Here comes the music.
Like, that made the whole thing.
By the way, that music, you know where I thought I heard it first on Robot Chicken, but
same.
Apparently, there you go. That mother, Seth Green, who, by the way, supposedly munches on the adrenochrome also. But anyway.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Because he does that.
You're going to get us all in trouble like for exposing
Hillary stuff. Clinton's going to fucking get us, dude.
She's going to come over here with her double dicks.
Her fucking double reptile cock. Her fucking double helix.
Double. She's going to wrap us up in that dick and we're going to. Yeah. You ever seen a snail's dick? Long-ass
lizard tongue? No, but I'm about to.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Slug dick.
I'm about to.
Yeah, how slugs mate. Oof.
But that music, like, oh, there is a sequence, like a montage where it shows them like playing video games and making food and like had this, you know, going through life there in the mall. And it's like a montage. And it's like, okay, this is much different than anything I have seen in this genre at this time and stuff like that. Okay. But it's like, it's all kind of silly. It's all rather fucking silly.
So,
which somebody, is like, okay.
Somebody's going to be like, well, dude, that's the point. It's the silliness that is juxtaposed by the serious matter of
okay.
This. And it's like,
but the argument against that is the fact that they use the same lighthearted music through the entire thing. So there is no fucking definitive line between what's supposed to be tense and what's supposed to be lighthearted.
Well,
and,
it's just aged poorly.
It just doesn't like,
I think it's just aged
poorly. That's gotta be the majority of it, man. Because there's just things that happen and you're like, the, you
like
know,
Cannibal Holocaust, that score is age poor. That's like, you know, like the late 70s were not it for these film scores a lot of the time. Just, you
fair
know.
Enough.
You know?
Synth was big.
Well, and yeah, it's just that, you know, certain aspects of it. The Blade Runner fucking, that's, I mean, that's like what, 81, 82? That date aged well. And the Rocky score aged well. But it's like he's going to like box to fucking disco music. So yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Again, maybe it's just an affect of watching it with fresh eyes in 2020.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the acclaim that this movie gets. Like, I seriously, I was reading shit and I was seeing best horror film ever. Best zombie film ever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bruh.
See, I was watching videos too where people were like really defending the movie, but it was all for reasons that like I just didn't see. Like they said that they really cared about the characters because they were so well developed, and I'm like, I felt like they really did nothing to give you any indication of who these characters really were, other than like they're just fucking there in a mall and like they're just running around having fun. I felt like you got to know the characters of the remake a little better. Even though there was a lot more of them, because you got to have emotional interactions with them rather than just them kind of hanging out and doing nothing for fucking 2.5
well,
hours.
Well, dude, and it takes so fucking long to get to the raid where Tom Savini and his gang of misfit boys shows up to the mall. And I'm thinking, thank God something is happening, because these dumb fucks that can't seem to figure out, so we make noise, zombies come, that's a big no, that's a big bad, but let's keep doing that, dude, let's keep doing it. When people act so fucking unreal in a movie, it really fucking takes me out, man. I don't know.
I don't know that it's the act, like, that what they're doing is what's unreal. I think the acting is just a little unbelievable, because I do believe that, like, were there to be, like, a zombie apocalypse type situation and there was a mall that looked largely untouched, there would be people trying to go to that mall to gather supplies and hunker down and fortify it. And there are people who are fucking dumb and relentless. So if they show up and they're zombies, they're still going to try to get in.
Make no mistake. I think in a zombie apocalypse, I would probably be like third in line to die. But I just think some of the motivations,
unless you survive by butt fucking the zombies,
some of the motivations of these characters, and you know, homegirl, you know,
I have a movie where that happens.
Homegirl's like, I need to learn how to shoot. Hell yeah.
Well, that's better. That's better than, and more believable than the girl in the first. Wait, I mean, yeah, the girl in the first one being like, I need to learn how to fly.
It's the same girl that I'm talking about. But like, I don't understand. Like she goes from literally being like, and I hate it that they make her pregnant so that you're like, oh dude, she's so incapable of doing things because she's pregnant.
At least she wanted to try. She was worth something. The pregnant girl in the other one was just fucking useless.
At 4 months, she is still an able-bodied human that can do whatever the fuck she needs to do to survive in a goddamn zombie apocalypse. Yeah,
are you trying to get laid, dude?
She can ride a bike, like, you know, she can do all,
you know,
kinds
and then
of
these scenes where she's, you know, filmed in front of a maternity store, and I go, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, what is this? Like,
I love it. He's doing it.
It's her, like, you know, fantasizing.
Did I forget that she was pregnant, or did you forget that we forgot that she wasn't supposed to be pregnant? And like they were talking about abortion, and abortion is like a touchy subject. And
one of our listeners thought he was going to turn the Jorge up to 10 with the
I'm at 15
with the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. this is happening with the Dawn of the Dead original.
I just don't understand, dude. Like, all this shit that they're like.
It's one of the most, it has to be one of the most overrated fucking films I've ever heard of, dude.
You know what it's like, got to be? It's got to be one of those rose-colored glasses thing. It's got to be one of those things.
But we're going to get, I bet you, if you show this. We're going to get raked over the fucking coals for this. But I can almost guarantee it,
It's because, like, all these
All these knives.
It's because all these goddamn mouth breathers grew up with this fucking movie. If you show this to people that are under
that's better.
Under 20, under 25 years old, they're going to hate this movie. They're going to think it's shit. You show it to people who are 30, 40, 50, they're going to love it because they grew up with this movie.
Yeah, well, what, but you know, that's what only it is. Goes so far, man.
Yeah, I mean, man. How much reverence do we have to have for these films that are like the bellwethers for the genre? I don't understand.
People, and you, Matt, so you've had
just have that be our fucking calling. Even now. We just rake the old movies over the fucking coals.
You've had that idea about me, I think, sometimes that I have to, there's movies that you have to like, and I support that.
No, I don't think you have to like anything, but I think there's movies that you really should see.
No. What I mean is like that, what he's talking about, this is one of those movies where you're not supposed to dislike it. You know?
Right.
And then,
this is definitely one of them.
This is definitely one of them. But I don't. This is not 2001: A Space Odyssey. This is not fucking. This is not The Shining. This is not. I'm using Kubrick movies and whatnot. But no. But this isn't Night of the
George
Living
Dead. George Romero is not fucking Kubrick.
This isn't
okay?
Night of the Living Dead. I mean, that's a good point of comparison. I've read article after article saying how this is considered one of the sequels that is vastly superior to the original.
Bro, I'll take Land of the Dead over this shit any day.
I'll take the Night of the Living Dead fucking 80s version like over this.
I'll take Uwe Boll's fucking Dead Island over this garbage.
I would take. Oh, and that's the other thing too.
House of the Dead.
Sorry.
It does like bear acknowledging that we have been super modernized with the zombie genre for some time. So, you know, the zombies in this just pose no fucking threat whatsoever.
But I mean, that's not even, to me, that's not even a concern because I think slow shambling zombies can still be scary,
they can.
You know, but the thing is it's just long and boring. And like, we say the same thing about Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, it's long, it's boring. I don't fucking care. Just get to the point.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no goddamn reason this movie needs to be 2.5 hours long. There's no reason this movie needs to even be the 2 hours long that the theatrical release was.
Even the 2 hour cut is so plotting and so boring that it took me 4 sittings to get through.
Took me 3.
Oh, I did it in 1.
I have nothing to do but sit and watch this shit.
I did it in 1. It was on Saturday night.
I did it with Sophia.
I did it by
you?
Myself. No, she went to bed.
See?
Oh my God, you did it and by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drank 2 fucking bangs to get through this
You
bitch.
Drank 2 adrenochromes.
Because it was like fucking, I was chomping on fucking adrenochrome until 2 in the morning. Because I was like, fuck, I better get this in.
Handling multiple reptile dicks.
Fucking one fucking, two Hillary Clinton cocks on each side. Fucking Ellen DeGeneres was there.
She's definitely a lizard person, dude.
Rosie O'Donnell's lizard as fuck.
Jesse Eisenberg and Mark Zuckerberg.
Just because they look alike.
Smashed together.
He played the same. He played fucking Zuckerberg. So he's got to have a lizard dick.
Oh, man.
Elon Musk is there.
Elon fucking Musk. Fucking... He's like, I'll put a microchip in your brain. Everyone's like, oh, okay. You know what? They're all, no, don't give me this. I don't want the vaccine. And then it's like, Elon Musk is like, I'll put a microchip in your brain. Oh, fuck yeah. What the fuck?
Let me control my car with my brain.
Yeah. As long as I fucking buy the fucking thing. Yeah. This movie. Oh, and that's the thing. Because, again, on that note of movies that are just, I think this is a film where the critics at the time were trying to, like, seem maybe hip and like open-minded, like they were hip to the thing, and then they wanted to throw it, said, you know what, it's gory, it's violent, it's grotesque, but it's confrontational and it has social satire. And so because it was lauded by the critics and already by like horror fans at the time, it gained this thing of like it has this immunity over
time. It's
immutable
time. Yeah.
But it's like, look back on other classics that have this same kind of stuff, like The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, like Give me a break. Those movies, those movies run circles around this fucking movie.
You know what's interesting about it is that people that like horror films, like they almost like they forget that there were incredible horror films that came out at this time.
Yeah.
And so
it never happened. Yeah.
I don't understand why, because it's a zombie movie with social commentary that happens to deal with you know, the duality of man and the, you know, and consumerism and all these things, like, I just don't think that those are very high level concepts. Like, it's very rote and very like, yeah, okay, I got it, bro. Humans are fucked. The point
was made best at the end of Night of the Living Dead when there's a sole survivor, or one of them, and it's the black dude. And as soon as he peeks his head out the window, they shoot him. You know, that was the best fucking overt commentary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I do better than that. I haven't seen it like with that. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So.
And you know, Dawn of the Dead tries to do that by having this, you know, this African American character that survives till the very end.
That looks like Rihanna, you said?
I think he looks like Rihanna.
Okay. That's Ken Foray. That's
too many Rees.
That's the dad from Kenan and Kel.
And also Hugh Laurie, apparently, fucking House MD as the fly boy.
He's also in From Beyond.
I just
H.P. Lovecraft's fucking go figure. He didn't know about the poem. He's like, if there's a steady paycheck, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, it's rough, isn't it? And by stark contrast, Dawn of the Dead 2004, which also sucked.
Yeah, dude, I was so disappointed. I remember loving it. I remember, like, I've been saying for years, Dawn of the Dead 2004 is the best horror remake that's come around.
It's not good, dude. Holy shit.
I'll give it some credit. It's definitely more bang bang skeet skeet than the original. It definitely fucks a little harder. But ooh, it gets real fucking boring in a hurry, and then I just don't fucking care. And then the motivation for leaving the mall in this one, it's Ving Rhames, is like, I don't want to wait around to die, which translates to, I don't want to fucking live. So he's just going to leave the mall just because, and then everybody decides to follow him. At least in the original, the fucking biker gang broke in and let zombies into the thing. So it was like, okay, well, it's no longer secure.
We got
to go. Got to get.
Yeah.
Why? Right. We were just like, okay, we're going to follow Ving Rhames.
Yeah, this got a shotgun. The remake is on a whole
different trip.
It's on a whole different trip, dude, and it is wholly bad on its own. Like,
I don't think, you know what?
It had the same exact kind of intro as
Hills
Have Eyes.
Hills Have Eyes. But yep. 2 years earlier, and one reason, that's why, I mean, you know, like, that's what I said about Hills Have Eyes, the remake. It was showing its 2006-ness a little bit.
Yeah.
This is 2004.
It's real.
It's really showing it. Yeah. And it's Zack Snyder at the beginning of his career. So he's in peak. I just got out of college and doing commercials.
Yep.
Shit. Like, I was just doing Pepsi commercials with Michael Bay a few years ago. Check out this intro, you know? But I didn't hate, I you know what? It's much worse than I remembered also.
It's much worse than I remembered.
I wasn't as negative as you guys sound.
And here's the thing,
did we all just get Mandela effect on fucking Dawn of the Dead, where we all just thought it was good and it's not?
I think maybe in a timeline right next to us where fucking Biff wasn't running the country.
It was a great movie. I'm pretty forgiving with this era of movies. Like, you know, there are things that I'm like, yeah, dude, fucking don't touch this. But it's not good. The intro, I like the intro. I like that stuff that's happening in the hospital, and they're talking about, like, you know, they send him up to get an MRI. Why?
His hand got you,
all that stuff. Like, I'm feeling it. I'm like,
for a bite.
All that stuff, I'm in.
Yep.
She gets home, you know, she's doing her thing with her husband.
It's a good intro.
It's a good intro.
Sex in the shower was unnecessary, especially because there was no nudity. But, like, you know,
I don't think any sex in the shower is necessary.
I like the zombie baby thing. I like the zombie baby.
The zombie baby, like,
you didn't like zombie baby?
I've never liked zombie baby because I'm like, bro, if this movie had any credibility, you just jump the shark with fucking zombie baby.
Jump the zombie baby.
What do you mean? Because,
like, what do you mean? How is it not clear what I mean? It's like, if this movie was good at all, it's like, if you want me to take this movie seriously, you don't put a fucking zombie baby in there. Because I remember being in the theater watching this movie, and as soon as I realized, I was like, they're not gonna.
They're
not
gonna.
And then like, when they show the zombie babies, I rolled my eyes, and in the theater, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I do. And then, you know, one of the things that I appreciate is that
Phil. Don't you think that's what would happen, though?
Phil from fucking Modern Family is in this movie as a total fucking alpha male. He's like, ugh, that's a great idea. I'm glad I never thought of it. That kind of attitude. I'm
just got videos upon videos of him smashing random chicks.
He just tapes himself fucking everything.
Hell yeah.
Kind of into it.
Yeah, that was kind of, that was that's okay.
Good stuff.
That chick was pretty fucking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that redhead girl too.
And then again, the 2004-ness hurts. Like when they're on the rooftop and they're like sniping people and it's like, get Johnny Knoxville. Get Burt Reynolds. Get Burt Reynolds. It's like, you know. That shit
get
was
Bam Margera. Oh, too soon.
I remember that being really funny watching Bam the theater Bam. All fucked up. And it's just, you know, it's just very silly.
See, I do like parts of this movie.
Yeah.
And in fact, what's interesting is that I do like more parts in this film than I do of the original, because I think that there are parts that are happening. And I go, okay, I see what
it
you're
just
doing.
Moves, parts that it are just, hip.
I used to be hip.
Yeah.
And then I forgot what hip was.
Now it scares me.
Hip is the Safdie brothers.
Softies.
The Softies. That's hip. For real.
For real, though.
Yeah.
Is that Uncut Gems?
Uncut motherfucking Gems. Okay. And fucking Good Time.
See, that's a movie I don't get.
Good Time is good.
I do not understand.
It's like, okay, I mean, it was all right. But
you fucking said it was good. You just stressed you the fuck
it stressed
out.
Me, yeah, it stressed me out, dude.
That's the idea. It's fucking great.
I don't like to watch cinema.
And it has this cosmic intro
out.
Going through this abstract like fucking cavern, and it turns out to be his asshole. I love it. That's inspired shit.
Mm. How'd you feel about Dawn of the Dead 2004, though?
Dawn of the Dead 2004 is, it has not aged well either.
Is it inspired shit?
Nope. There is, you know what though? Like, I like how the dude killed himself with a chainsaw when they're driving and shit at the end.
What about the score? How'd you feel about the score?
The score, I don't know. You mean with Disturbed in the credits? Or you mean the actual score?
Well, I mean both. It's the soundtrack and the score.
The score is 2004. It's like peak 2000, early 2000s.
It's at least not all like happy circus music.
No, well, that's exactly. Cool. No, yeah.
They try to build some tension with the music.
I said it about Silent Hill when we did that too. Like the 90s nostalgia is in, but enough time hasn't transpired or gone by for the OOs to be nostalgia yet. They're just still shitty. Like,
that's true.
It's like Franz Ferdinand in these movies. Like, oh my God, fuck.
That's been almost 20 years since that garbage. Yeah. Huh?
It like hurts my feelings, you know? Like, but
it does things to my feebies.
Soon that will be the nostalgia though. Like, and then when that happens, that's how, you know how like every generation is like you get old and you know, there's no fighting it, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm realizing that because when it gets like the young kids are like nostalgic about fucking the OOs, you know, about these movies and those kind of like design things, that's when I'm going to be like,
when Cold okay, Hard I'm Bitch is classic rock.
When Old White Bitch is classic rock.
Old White Bitch is classic rock.
It's like 20 or 25 years until something's classic rock.
I guess. Fuck, Foo Fighters was on 101.5 the other day.
Oof. That's rough.
It's not
good. That is. That's like.
It makes sense though, because it's fucking meat and potatoes.
Yeah, it's over 20 years, like the first Foo Fighters record.
Yeah. So the verdict. I think all three of us prefer the remake.
I mean, hands down.
But that has.
But like,
also
I don't watch
aged fucking very poorly.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it isn't even so much that it's aged poorly. It's just like from the get go, it wasn't very well conceived.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I remember liking it a lot more in 2000.
Why do we all remember it? So much better.
We were younger, dude. It was 16 fucking years ago.
But when was the last time you saw it? Because I feel
at
like
at least 10 years. This isn't one I revisited very often. I saw it four or five times.
Yeah.
I think you and I saw this most recently when we were doing like the zombie retrospective. I think we watched.
Did we?
We watched the Dawn of the Dead remake along with like Zombie with a Shotgun, blah, blah, blah. and so
I guess I'm not as hard on this film as I should be, because there are things that are kind of novel and kind of clever. There, you know, that jungle gym zombie, I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah,
but I mean, the whole bit with the dog and that girl, like, you know.
Come on, boo-boo. What's his name? Bones?
No. I don't know.
Uh-oh. You know what? Fuck Bones.
We just got.
Fuck Bones. We got what?
Newsflash. We just got a message on Instagram from NerfHerder177.
That's the homie James Thompson.
If any of you dump on the original Don, I might cry.
Well, guess what, James?
You're going to fucking weep, because not any of us, all three of us, and we dumped for about 30 minutes straight on that.
Thanks for supporting Patreon. We just dumped.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad.
Do I feel bad, though?
No, they're not paying us to fucking say bullshit. I mean, paying us. They're not listening to us.
I mean,
they're not listening to hear us fucking, you know, say the same shit. Like, oh, it's the best horror film ever. Like, no, dude.
Yeah. Maybe you just need to go back and watch it again, James. But like, you know.
See, but that's the thing, dude. I think that people that
have already made up their minds about
the original Dawn of the Dead, it's irrefutable to them that it's the best zombie film ever created.
No, because I remember really liking
it. It's Dogma.
And I remember even thinking it was well paced, and it's not.
It's kind of like those Fulci movies. Those aren't good either.
You know, I mean,
we've only watched one. I'm eager to watch Zombie, by the way.
You might have a point. Like, I might just, you know, be watching blind Fulci movies through, you know, rose colored goggles. Like, that might just be what
it's like
doing.
If you're a metalhead and you have to say Iron Maiden is great and Nico McBrain is fantastic, it's like,
But have you ever fucked with clown? But I mean, clown car?
Have you ever Iron fucked Maiden with clown great. Balls?
Clown balls?
Clown balls.
Clown balls.
Iron Maiden is great.
I see. That's what I mean.
I know,
all subjective, of course.
I guess what's kind of fun about the remake is that I kind of understand their motivations a little bit more. Like, they're trying to survive. When these fuckers in the original, they're like traipsing through a department store and we're going, Who acts like that normally? Like, I don't know, man.
Brett does.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
True. But, I mean, probably Sophia at this point, but I mean.
Yeah.
All watching right. A zombie movie for 2.5 hours and getting zero entertainment. That's a bad idea.
You know what?
Luckily, this one was only 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Dude,
and there was boobs in it.
The
so,
pace
like, that was
of
good.
The Dawn of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead is. I mean, it's lightning compared to the fucking.
Oh yeah, well that makes sense. That speaks to the modernism of it, man. Yeah. And Zack Snyder.
It's Zack Snyder in 2004.
Yeah,
well, enough said.
You know, and I was talking about like how I heard somebody talking about you got to know the characters in the original really well, but like I don't remember shit about those characters at all, really. But in the remake, I remember a good deal, you know. I remember Homeboy with his Russian wife, and they're having
Mekhi
a baby.
Mekhi Pfeiffer, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's it. I kept wanting to call him Malik Yoba, but that's the guy.
I'm right. Sorry. I think it moves faster. It is more modern, and the characters are more in depth than the new
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
The remake,
even the security guards, like all of the security guards had full on personalities where you can totally just pull them out and be like, this is what this guy is like. This is who he's portraying. I get it.
And I got to say too, look, I mean, it's worth, the cast isn't that bad.
No, the cast is pretty good.
And
man.
Ving Rhames like is a welcome presence. Like he has charisma.
He's really Ving Rhamesing it up.
Yeah. He's not like, you know, I'm gonna get medieval on your ass in this either. He's very approachable and likable, and you can really.
I wouldn't say that those are words to describe Ving Rhames in this movie.
I would. No, what I mean is I empathize with him. Like, he seems like a, you know, like, yeah, I would.
That he's like a stubborn ass and he puts everybody's life in jeopardy.
Well, yeah. But he never asked for it, dude. He wanted to go on his own.
Well,
and
yeah, but
everybody
glommed
on him because he was a cop.
Everybody told him, like, yo, Fort whatever is just like,
you're just
done.
You just show who just you dead. Were in this movie, dude.
Who am I in this movie?
You're not Ving Rhames.
I'm the guy that's videotaping himself smashing everybody. That's who I am.
Probably true.
I'm the one with the boat, homie.
I'm the pregnant bitch.
I bet you are.
I'm the fucking zombie baby that you hate.
It's all screeching and screaming. That's about right. That's
right. Let's see. Rhett as a zombie baby.
Okay, who's George?
And we need to point out the obvious.
Oh, wait, I know who George is. Who's George?
My God.
I don't know.
Can't figure me out, dude.
George, it's easy. George is fucking.
I'm the dad. I'm the guy who's
the
like,
old red hen.
I'm the guy who's like, the worst job I ever had.
Nah.
Was being a husband.
You're the dude who kills himself with
best. And the best job I ever had was being a dad.
Oh God.
You're the dude who kills himself while driving with a chainsaw at the end.
Hell yeah. He's the fucking gun store owner.
Oh yeah.
He'd just be the dude stocked up with all the guns.
How come he gets to be the cool shit like that?
Well, I die of hunger.
That's just what his personality is.
Which is not, you know. Not
didn't you die of zombie?
Yeah, but he died of zombie because they had to send him food.
Well, that's how everybody else got dead. He died of
zombie. I like that guy. You know who he reminds me of? Never mind.
He was like the best character.
He was.
Because everybody else has kind of sucked. I mean, like, see, but you did get to know all the characters. Like, when Homeboy came in with his wife, like, she's all fat and in a wheelbarrow and, like.
That wasn't even his wife.
That was just some chick?
They didn't know her name. Remember, she died without a name. That's fucked up.
Well, yeah. That's cool.
Some random bitch.
But like, okay, cool. You learned a little bit about her. She died without a name. She's a fucking nobody. This guy, he's just like, hey, I found out I was gay when I was 13 because there was a guy that fucking cleaned my pool or whatever. And I just remember looking at his butt cheeks. That was tight. So you learn about that guy. He's like,
wait, which one was gay?
The old man who was trying on women's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
He told the security guard all about it, like, in front of, like, when they were locked in the cage. They had nowhere to go. And he's like, let me tell you about how I found out I like dick.
Well, let me tell you something about the government. They fucking up the environment. They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals and making them fucking extinct.
Yeah.
The government.
I just want to make sure we mention on the show, because it's like we all three of us know this and we've talked about this, but we need to mention on the show, this is a movie that has the balls,
the audacity
in its closing credits when it's showing the like epilogue to play Disturbed's Down with the Sickness.
But like the Richard Cheese version.
No, in the credits.
You're right.
The credits was the full-on version.
You're right.
Like, if you ever wanted that film, this is that film.
Yeah.
And
they put two versions of The Sickness in the movie.
Come on, mark it down with the sickness. You fucker, get up. See, you know you're down with the sickness.
That alone is worth the price of admission.
That's true.
That's... Yeah. I mean, it does have moments like that. And those moments, like, even still 16 years later, are amusing. Like, Richard Cheese in the middle. If you didn't know who Richard Cheese was, but of course we do because we're all fucking dorks. But, like, that's a fun little bit right there. You'd be like, oh, weird, lounge music. And this guy's, like, saying fuck and shit. And that's weird. And it sounds kind of cool. I like
a little
that.
Bit scared of that.
I like that.
I like that.
I really like that.
I like slick stuff.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
That's cool.
That's cool. Real cool. That's real cool. I like slick stuff. I like that.
We should get those tattoos. I like that.
That's what we're going to do with the last of the Patreon money.
I lost my fucking
get our shitty tattoos.
We should have Turk do it on the show.
We should text him. I want him to do the fucking Johnny Five.
He won't do that on the show, but maybe he'll do the other one.
He might
that'll be real quick.
You should get a Dawn of the Dead tattoo to go next to your Mutant Blast one, dude.
I'll put Dawn of the Dead on one of the coffins, dude.
Wait,
Dawn
next of the to Dead my Mutant rip. Blast, that would have to be my whole other leg.
Well, I apologize for all you fucking Dawn of the Dead original fans. I just don't think your movie's all that fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Jacob was very excited about Denton. Was very excited about Dawn of the Dead.
He's gonna have to. Hey, he's gonna have to change his name. It can't just be Cthulhu Christ. It's just got to be Christ now.
Yeah.
Oh, cancel name culture.
I've canceled. I have officially canceled fucking Cthulhu.
You heard it there first.
That's not true.
Who goes their podcast is canceling.
Well, it would make
Cthulhu.
Sense that that someone evil would have insight into evil, dude. No? Doesn't fly?
Okay. It does. It totally tracks.
It doesn't fly in this house, dude.
Oh, damn.
In this house, science is real.
You know, in this house, Cthulhu does not exist. I'm sorry, bro.
No.
Rap.
So thus far, Hills Have Eyes, remake and original, we universally praised the fucking
remake. Was significantly remake. Better.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I'll say again, the remake is one of, I think, my favorite now horror films of that decade now.
Yeah.
It's fucking really impressive.
At least now until I watch it again in another 6 years and I'm like, this sucks.
Although next week will be kind of in uncharted territories.
Mm. Nightmare on Elm Street 84 and Nightmare on Elm Street 2010?
Nine, I think.
Or 2009, one of those two.
Yeah.
I have never seen the remake and I've heard nothing but fantastic things.
You've seen both, George? Oh.
So I haven't seen the original in 35 years.
What?
I don't know how long it's been since I've seen the original. I have seen the remake as of release.
You haven't watched Nightmare on Elm Street 84 as an adult?
No.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should be.
Yeah, I haven't watched the remake in 11 years, and I haven't watched the original in probably the same.
I've watched the original in the last couple.
Okay, well, this will be real fun.
Part three is
actually great. Yeah. So Turk will be joining us.
He says he will.
Turk of Left Hand Black fame. Oh, is it? Oh, is this okay? Can I do this?
Yeah.
He's got a tattoo shop called Left Hand Black that he'll talk about next week.
Is he paying us for this plug?
Is he going to pay us for this, dude?
Is he taking money off my leg piece?
Talk did about
clear it through
talk
the
about,
proper channels?
Talk about consumerism, bro. Do you even fucking ramen at all?
Ramen.
Do you
run this by our marketing department? What was it?
Tiger King ramen?
Do you ramen your Groobs Cube, dude?
Ramen Groobs Cube fucking Tiger King tattoos?
Ramen Groobs Cube left hand fuck?
There's all the plugs.
Again. There it is, dude.
I'm just
kidding. Well, whatever, man. You know what, dude? If you're pissed off by what we said, it's so fucking.
You know, this is like just our opinion,
if
right?
If you're pissed off by what we said, go to patreon.com/here goes their podcast.
And tell us about it.
And tell us about it, because that's the only place we listen to what anybody says. And that's the only way your suggestions will get through to us. Because unless you're paying us, we don't give a shit. So fuck off.
This is your fault, Patreon. This is your fault.
No, Silent Hill is Patreon's fault. Ghost Ship is Patreon's fault. The Fanatic, well, you know, we kind of wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So. But you can get all those episodes on Patreon.
Even the extra ones.
Yeah.
All right, idiots. Well, that's our time for episode 279. 279 episodes, dude.
That's
I really can't even.
It took me all this time to write your eulogy.
You can also get fantastic films like Perfect Blue and, in my opinion, Martyrs on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh yeah,
not was Perfect Blue a
Patreon
fest.
Only episode?
Yeah,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, one of the few times I talked smart.
Or was it an actual episode?
I think that was an actual episode.
I think you're right. I misspoke, but yeah, that's one of the best films I've fucking seen in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
it's great.
I'll plug Perfect Blue because I know that dude. He died, but I know him. So Satori Khan,
I'll plug you,
or
dude.
Whatever his name is.
I'll plug you.
All right, idiots. We'll see you on episode 280. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Fuck. Take
too many episodes.
Take 10.
How you been?
Not good.
Dawn of the Dead.
John of the Dead.
Dawn of the
Dead. Is that
of the
if D. somebody says how you been, are you just gonna say Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah. Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Pretty shitty.
Just dragging.
How
not
you been
very
through
good.
How you been through COVID? Fucking Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah. Fucking straight up slog quarantine in a mall.
Bored as fucking a mall. Yeah. With two old white bitches on my side.
Oh, and I'm just totally, you know, pimping out a van.
The movie has like quarantining and like a deadly disease and looting. And it's still like,
dude, I saw some shit that was
like, all these guys are fucking welders with the fucking
I saw some shit and it was like, oh, imagine this movie in 2020. And I'm like,
it was cool.
I mean, it's not good.
I know.
It's worse.
But those three factors, it was like, oh, yeah, that would resonate. Like, nothing resonates. No. Not even Tom Savini's makeup stuff fucking resonates.
It's because that we live in 2020 that this just all seems so silly and trite. And it's just like, no, that's child's play.
Damn, we've fucking done enough with this one.
We've done enough. Goodbye, fucks.
Fucking George A. Romero's going to reanimate and kill us.
And then Uncle Creepy will just come over here and fucking bitch slap us all.
He's crying right now. Just hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how.
No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.